Now, I've talked to you before about infomercials masquerading as news. And Sky News has, well, they've really raised the bar with this in terms of pushing big pharmaceutical companies and pushing the policies of the World Health Organization. Today was, well, it was as blatant, I think, as I've ever seen it. And I try not to be melodramatic. I try not to exaggerate. I try not to. Maybe I do sometimes. But this is Sky. I mean, this is crazy to me, having grown up. Well, not grown up, but my background, of course, being in radio production. And to see this in front of your eyes, well, it's kind of, it's surreal to me. Surreal is the right word. Sky has been reporting all day long on its website, but also on its programmes. All day long, Sky News, that is, that a meningitis charity is calling for better support for survivors of the disease. I'm going to read you a little bit from Sky's website before we hear some of the programme. The Meningitis Research Foundation, or MRF, is also campaigning for greater awareness of the condition and its long-term after effects. The group commissioned a survey to coincide with Meningitis Awareness Week, which shows how little people know about the disease. According to the report, nearly 55% of those surveyed didn't know meningitis can cause blindness. Nearly 65% didn't know that depression or anxiety can be as a result of meningitis. Nearly 80% did not know about tinnitus. Nearly 70% didn't know about memory loss. And over 70% didn't know meningitis can cause learning difficulties. Right? Right. Remember, Sky is writing on its website that the Meningitis Research Foundation commissioned a survey. And they've been running this all day long. So they're playing a little film, and the film is of a boy and his mother, and the boy apparently nearly died of meningitis. And if they had some awareness, and if the boy had the vaccine, well, that would have spared all and sundry all the misery. Even though the boy is fine now, he's doing well. So I'm going to spare you the mum and the son bit of the film. We'll skip to the end of the Sky News report. This is running big style today on Sky News, live programming and on their website, Meningitis Awareness and how it's very serious. Listen to this and listen carefully to the report and what is said.
The Meningitis Research Foundation estimates there are nearly 2,500 UK cases of bacterial meningitis and meningococcal disease every year. 1 in 10 people die, 1 in 5 are left with severe impairments, and a third of survivors have long-term complications. Yet nearly 55% of those surveyed didn't know that meningitis can lead to blindness. Around 65% were unaware that depression or anxiety can also be a symptom, and over 70% didn't know that meningitis can cause learning difficulties. The research was commissioned for Meningitis Awareness Week, a campaign with extra significance because of what the charity see as a worrying decline in the number of babies under one who are being vaccinated against the disease.
What we know in the UK is that in general vaccine rate and uptake is pretty good. It can be higher. What we've highlighted that in the last couple of years has been some confusion about the communication with GPs and some of the systems of the communications with GPs that hasn't helped at all, as well as some anti-vaccine messages.
Come on then, goodbye.
Matthew was lucky, surviving an illness that could have killed him within 4 hours.
But it didn't kill him. Now, he's mentioned the Meningitis Research Foundation has commissioned the study or the survey. This was mentioned in the intro and it's mentioned on Sky News, but that's the only information they give you about the survey. Keep it in mind.
Within 4 hours. Now his family and thousands like them are hoping that an increased awareness of the disease and its after effects could help significantly improve meningitis outcomes. Fraser Maud, Sky News, Withensey.
Well, the Paralympic rugby player Aaron Phipps contracted meningitis C, aged 15. 3 months later, both of his legs and most of his fingers were amputated. He wants more people to know about the dangers of meningitis. Aaron and Dr. Philip Cruz join me now. Gentlemen, lovely to see you both. Thank you for joining us today.
Jesus Christ. Right, we'll hear Aaron, the Paralympic rugby player, and Dr. Philip Cruz in a second. He just described the horrific injuries this man had when he contracted meningitis in his teens. Horrific. He lost his legs and he had some of his fingers and toes amputated. I want you to keep in mind that the Sky News presenter said Dr. Philip Cruz and didn't expand on who Dr. Philip Cruz is and where he practices medicine. Like I said, Aaron has a horrible story. Listen to this.
Lovely to see you both. Thank you for joining us today. Aaron, I mean, you contracted meningitis back in 1999. Tell us what happened.
It was the first day back to school after the Christmas holidays. I was 15 years old. I got in from school and told my parents I didn't feel very well. Mm. I had a fever, but it was January. There was lots of flu around. You didn't think anything of it. I went up and got into bed and I vomited twice in the night. Woke up in the morning and my dad asked me how I was. I said I didn't feel great. Mm. Collapsed on the landing upstairs. So my dad scooped me up, put me in my parents' bed. My mum saw a rash appearing on my chest just here. So she did the glass test and the rash didn't disappear. So they thought it was potentially meningitis. So they called out a doctor who called out an ambulance. So my very first symptoms to life support machine was 12 hours. But from the rash to ICU was only 60 minutes.
My goodness. And at what point did you know and did your family know that you were going to lose both your legs and most of your fingers?
I was in intensive care for a month. For the first 2 weeks, I was in an induced coma. Mm. And at first, the news was broke to me that it might be the very tips of my fingers and my toes. And then they broke the news to me that it was going to be my feet as well. And I was 15, you know, all the emotion that goes with being 15 anyway, everything's up in the air. And to get that news at that time was incredibly tough.
I'm guessing as a 15-year-old, you have known very little about meningitis and its effects on a person.
Yeah, indeed. I'm really fortunate my mum knew some of the symptoms, because if she didn't, it could have been a very different story.
Mm. Dr. Cruz, I mean, I guess that's the point, isn't it? For so many people, you don't know about meningitis up until it happens to you or somebody that you love.
And that's a horrendous story from Aaron, the Paralympic athlete. Dreadful. Heaven help him. Dreadful stuff. So Sky has been doing that. They've been running the report about meningitis and awareness. And then they've been telling horror stories like Aaron's. And again, genuine sympathy for anybody who goes through that. Right. So the presenter brings in Dr. Cruz. And again, he doesn't mention who he works for verbally, although they put his title on the screen. What does Dr. Philip Cruz think then?
Exactly. And that's what we're after. It's all about the awareness. Mm. And this study commissioned by GSK shows that fewer than half of the parents that we surveyed do really talk about health topics with their teenagers. So it's really a matter of concern to just have that time, have that discussion on health topics. Are their vaccination schedules up to date? Mm. So, you know, have all of these time to sit down with your teenagers, your children, and educate them.
Did you catch that? What did Dr. Philip Cruz say at the beginning of his answer again?
Mm. And this study commissioned by GSK.
What was that?
Mm. And this study commissioned by GSK.
Let's hear that one more time. What was that?
Mm. And this study commissioned by GSK.
Yeah.
What kind of fuckery is this?
Yeah. No mention of the survey or the study being conducted by GSK in the online story, and no mention of it by the Sky News presenter. GSK, of course, is GlaxoSmithKline, and Dr. Philip Cruz is, of course, the medical director of GlaxoSmithKline, which makes many, 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 many vaccines. Bexsero for meningitis B being one of them. They have other meningitis vaccines as well. Right? This is sick, right? This is sick, this is. I'd complain to Ofcom about this, but what's the point? I wouldn't get further than maybe a one or two line response from them. Absolutely sick. And it gets even sicker still. More from Dr. Cruz, the medical director of GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes, there are many types of meningitis, and there are types where there can be addressed by a vaccine, so there could be a protection against it. So parents need to be aware that they're not just one type that can address all of meningitis. There are many types, and speak to your healthcare professional, your nurse, your pharmacist about the different types of vaccines that can afford this protection against those types.
Get some vaccines. Preferably get our vaccines, the ones that we manufacture. Let me just explain in three or four sentences what's happened there. The Meningitis Research Foundation has asked GlaxoSmithKline to do a survey on how aware people are of meningitis. This is massive pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline, by the way, which has more than a dog in the proverbial fight. You couldn't fucking make this up. Glaxo goes out and finds that not only does nobody have any clue that meningitis is around, but Glaxo tells us all of these horror stories about what could happen to you if you get the disease, and they bring people like Aaron on to talk about losing his legs, his fingers and his toes. Sky News, masquerading as a news organisation, neatly packages this all together as a fucking infomercial. And neglects to, or at least tries to, obfuscate and kind of keep hidden in plain sight, to be fair, but hidden, that the study was done by GSK, and we've got the medical director of GlaxoSmithKline sitting here on the sofa urging you to get the vaccine. It is fucking blatant. Let's go back to the very beginning. I can't keep calm talking about this. This is maddening. Let's go back to the very beginning and the Sky News recorded report before we heard the interview with Aaron and the doctor. How many cases of meningitis a year in the UK was that? Let's hear.
The Meningitis Research Foundation estimates there are nearly 2,500 UK cases of bacterial meningitis and meningococcal disease every year.
2,500 cases of bacterial meningitis and meningococcal disease every year. 2,500. Ah, okay, let me give you a few stats and a few facts. These are genuine. They're not just pulled out of thin air. I've got the research here. There are 66.04 million people living in the United Kingdom. Your chances, dear listener, at least the listeners in the UK, of getting bacterial meningitis or meningococcal disease are 0.003% in the population. 0.0037% of people in the UK will contract meningococcal disease or bacterial meningitis. Let me fucking say it again. Your chances of getting bacterial meningitis or meningococcal disease are 0.00378%. 26,610 people were killed or seriously injured on UK roads in a single year last year. That's June 2017 to June 2018. 26,600. So you are 10 times more likely to be killed or seriously injured on the UK's roads than you are of contracting meningococcal disease or bacterial meningitis. You're not going to fucking get it. 0.0037% of the population will get it. How many of those do you think end up like poor Aaron, missing their legs and losing their fingers and their toes? Well, let me tell you, it is almost it's a calculation that's almost impossible to do. It is in the hundreds of fucking millions to one. And yet Sky News, pretending to be a news organisation, will bring a GlaxoSmithKline medical fucking director onto their sofa. And a man, God love him, who when he was 15 lost his legs and his fingers and his toes. And a Glaxo guy will sit there and tell you to go and get your vaccinations and speak to your children and tell them to make sure that their vaccination schedule is up to date. This is fucking UK in 2019. I'm going to take some music when I come back. We'll be chatting. Or I'll be playing you that interview I recorded earlier on with Ryan Dawson. Unbelievable on Sky News today. Not for the first time either, by the way.